Bogdan here with you on The Fan 202. As I got you for three more hours as we take it to the warm-up show at 5-888-808-1019. Fliegelman on the other side taking your calls here on this Tuesday morning off of just one of those nights where if you're a Yankee fan, that's as frustrating. That's what baseball gives you. That is one of the more frustrating nights of watching your baseball team play in a game that we had high hopes for. I got to be totally honest with you. I was looking forward to the game tonight all day. We're coming off getting swept by the Boston Red Sox in embarrassing fashion. The Pets are ice cold. Ice cold. Ice cold all weekend long. They've scored, you know, five runs in the previous four games. It was ugly. It was embarrassing. It was everything that you could possibly fear out of a Red Sox series. And I talked about it last night. I was on the show yesterday. And it all changed for me, and we're going to get to more of it as we complain about how the Yankees talk publicly and how the Yankees say things that doesn't make sense. Oh, my goodness, the Red Sox. But they trade away Devers, and it changes everything. And I got to be honest with you, it did. It changed a lot for me. I felt a lot better after the game, the loss. I'm like, you know what? They're coming home to the lousy Angels. They took all three from Anaheim earlier in the year. They're coming back home. They're going to score some runs. Then we find out for sure that Big G Giancarlo Stanton is back in the lineup. And quite honestly, he looks locked in better than I think I've ever seen him look coming straight from off the IL, which we're very used to him coming back straight from off the IL. But they're coming back. They're playing a lousy Angels team. They're back at home in the Bronx. They've got Giancarlo Stanton back in the lineup for the first time all year. This is the game that we're going to just start to feel better. Devers and the Red Sox embarrass themselves. They have the stupid, dopey press conference here at 8 o'clock or whatever. Like, they're further embarrassing themselves. You heard the comment in the open there about, well, you know, it's about the buy-in. And then we hear some of the dumbest quotes. We'll get to it. But I was just feeling better. And I removed myself from the previous four games, even the win against the Royals the last game of that series where the offense did nothing. And I tried to tell myself today was going to be a better day, and instead, I think we got probably, in my mind, even a more frustrating game in ways than any of the three in Fenway. Like, honestly, Crochet shut you down, okay. You have some of the dumbest decisions on the base paths you've ever seen. Sure, that's extremely frustrating, but this game, they did. And I don't want to hear about hitting the ball hard because, you know, I understand the dead ball. There's a conversation around it. The ball's doing less things. And yeah, did I think Bellinger hit two in this game? Yes, I did. Did I think Judge got one? Yes, I did. Did I even think Goldschmidt hit the hell out of that ball that gets caught in center field? I certainly did. But that doesn't excuse the fact that they were awful at the plate this game and had so many opportunities, 1-for-18 with runners in scoring position. And just time and time again, and you watch the end of the game. First, you're watching Clark Schmidt and what he's able to do. And that was, you know, as we worry about this rotation, right? And you got Luis Gil coming back at the end of the, probably after the All-Star break. And Carlos Rodon, his last two starts against the Boston Red Sox, have not been his best. And we're always concerned. We're waiting for the shoe to drop on that at every single turn. Who knows what you're going to get out of Ryan Yarbrough or how long you're going to get anything out of Ryan Yarbrough. We're waiting for, you know, Marcus Stroman to come back. And Clark Schmidt gives you, without question, the easiest. Just, he gets into a little bit of trouble in the first inning, and then I think he sits down 16 guys in a row, goes into the eighth inning of this game. He's locating his fastball. He's throwing that sweeper. He's getting the sinker in, the cutter in. Like, that was as good as Clark Schmidt can be. That was a virtuoso performance from Clark Schmidt when the Yankees desperately needed it coming off of that Subway Series, and the offense completely sucked the air and enthusiasm out of the entire game and out of watching it. They've got, you know, you get Jazz in the second inning, leadoff double, can't even move him over. And Volpe, I mean, we'll get to it. Volpe had a miserable game at the plate. Absolutely miserable. And yes, the New York Yankees after, and I'll still say this, and we'll talk about, you know, I'll give you the resounding comeback at the end of the open, as I always do. They were terrible with runners in scoring position, and they made mental mistakes and have played sloppy here in the last four games. There's no denying it. There's no hiding from it. This game, again, poor. Really, it's not even so much the mental mistakes. There were a couple. Anthony Volpe, when Dominguez is stealing third, you've got to be aware. It's second base. You see him take off. You only have one strike. Take a pitch. Allow him to steal third. Instead, he fouls it off. That was about as big a mental mistake as the Yankees made. But their approach, their situational hitting, their runners in scoring position, this game, it feels like, and I know we're used to it, and this Yankee team has done this over the years in the Boone era, which is totally fair and totally true. They have gotten off to really hot starts. And then they have a time period in the middle of the season where they start to lose themselves. And when they do, I honestly, this is where I disagree with a lot of people about Boone and this team. I know that the Martian got caught off a second because he didn't know how many strikes there were. Other than that, all of the mistakes and all of the approach situations that I think are hurting this team right now and have hampered this team in big situations in the World Series are trying to do too much. It's not that it's laissez-faire. It's not that they know the manager doesn't care. I'm sorry. I still refuse to believe that. Like, Judge dropped a ball in the World Series because the culture around the team is it's okay to drop balls. Like, errors are made. Mistakes are made at Fenway Park in the whole world watching. And it's like, oh, it doesn't matter that I've embarrassed myself on national television. The manager won't yell at me. Which, again, we don't know if he doesn't. We know what he says publicly. He will bend over backwards to defend his guys. We have seen articles and you know, I think it was Andy Martino talked to Zach Britton and talked about how different Boone is in the room as he is publicly. And that's part of why the players love him so much. But there's no doubt, without question, in this Boone era, really since like 21 maybe, prior to that it wasn't as big a deal, as they transitioned, as they put Gleyber Torres at shortstop, and as they brought in some lesser players, and as this roster has changed a little bit, this team has been terrible in situational hitting, and they've been prone to the mental gaffe. Now, this team in particular, what's frustrating about this stretch, as we watch the Tampa Bay Rays win again, and now the division lead cut to 2.5, 3 in the loss column. What's frustrating about this group is even when they were winning early on in the season last year, you saw a lot of these issues pop up throughout the season. You saw a lot of the lack of hitting with runners in scoring position. You've seen a lot of this issue. And the fact of the matter is, whether you want to hear this or not, or whether you believe it or not, this team has been far better in all of those situations. They have been a far better defensive team. They have been a far better base running team. They had the lead heading into the Boston series. They had made less outs on the base paths than any team in baseball. Runners in scoring position. This team is fourth in Major League Baseball in OPS with runners in scoring position. They're 10th, which is a little bit better than half, in batting average. But they have been, they're the fourth best team in OPS with runners in scoring position. They lead the league in sacrifice flies. They have been a far better team at this kind of stuff than they've been in previous years when it's really hampered them. And what's frustrating is when the slump comes, and make no mistake, this is mainly about the idea that the bats have gone cold. Aaron Judge has gone cold. It's bound to happen. He's gone cold. I know he hits a ball 100 miles an hour for a base hit, and I thought he got one to dead center field. He didn't. But the swings were better today than they were in Fenway. But he's gone cold. The rest of the lineup is starting to trend in an opposite direction. You knew Goldschmidt wasn't going to hit 360. Ben Rice is coming back down to average. Obviously, Grisham's been through a month-long slump here. The offense is starting to slump. There's no doubt about it. It's the ups and downs of a 162-game season. And right now, the Yankees are going through it offensively. But what bothers me the most isn't even it's the idea that they fixed a lot of it. They've been much better with this. And now when the poor play comes, you see the same mistakes that we've seen in the past. And that's what frustrates me. Because even while they were winning last year, Gleyber Torres, Verdugo, there who didn't run out the ball to any time you hit it on the infield, we saw a bunch of issues throughout in previous years, even while they were winning, these issues would pop up from time to time. It has not, for the first 68 games of the year, really been an issue at all for the New York Yankees. The Martian gets thrown out at second base the other night. He was 15 for 15 in stolen bases and has never been picked off prior to that moment. Anthony Volpe, I believe, has never been thrown out stealing third base. It happens in a bad spot against the Boston Red Sox. Like these, the situational hitting, I'll give you, is a little bit different because they've been terrible this year in extra innings. Situational hitting, I'll give you. But outside of that, a lot of the sloppy baseball has been addressed, and it's been addressed with the roster. The players they have brought in, despite Gleyber Torres having a successful offensive season in Detroit, the additions they've made, the changes they've made, the pivot from losing Juan Soto and bringing in ball players like Bellinger, and bringing in ball players like Max Fried, and bringing in ball players like Goldschmidt, they have changed a lot of the narrative around this team. And now it's back in full force. The fans are disgusted. Everybody talks as if this is what this team is when it hasn't been for the first 68 games of the year. And that's what bothers me. And that's what I think is worth talking about, worth yelling about, worth questioning the manager about. We can get to the certain instances in this game. And I've been on Twitter a lot. If you've seen me, at CMACWFN, I have lesser problems than some things. Like, to me, the one thing I'm mad at the manager at, I don't know what else you're mad at him for. There's one thing I'm mad at the manager for. One. When DJ LeMahieu is up in the 10th inning, I don't know why he takes the bunt off after the first attempt. DJ, who can't bunt the ball on the first attempt, which is absolutely frustrating to me, that DJ LeMahieu can't get a bunt down. But then he allows him the choice. He said in the postgame that once after that first bunt attempt, he gives him the choice in the second bunt attempt. That makes no freaking sense to me whatsoever. Bunt him until he has two strikes. Put the bunt on. What are you allowing him to swing away for? That's it. The manager had nothing else to do today. It was wrong. Didn't make a single other mistake. Volpe hits a ground ball right into third. Everything happened in this game. Poor situational hitting, poor mistakes, bad luck. You can say it's an excuse making. Hitting a ground ball right into third base as Dominguez is sliding into it is bad luck. Those two balls, I'm not going to make excuses for it. It's not why they lost the game. But Bellinger, that ball's gone. We've seen that swing a million times from a million different left-handed hitters over the last 20-plus years. That ball is out of Yankee Stadium. I don't know how it's not. It wasn't tonight. They got some bad luck. They made some bad mistakes. But ultimately, watching this team, who is now in extra innings, as bad as you could possibly be, they are now 20 scoreless straight innings. In extra innings, their numbers are just unfathomably bad. In extra innings this season, and I know that I've said it before, and it is true, this era of extra innings baseball, this new rule, it doesn't apply in the postseason, which is all, so I don't get too hung up on it because this game of sacrifice bunt and sacrifice fly isn't played in the postseason, but that doesn't change the fact that the Yankees in extra innings this season are hitting 077. 077. How is that possible? They have had 10 innings with the runner on second base, the free runner on second base, 10 innings. They've scored once. I don't know how that's possible. I don't know how they've been as bad with this situational hitting and playing in extra innings as they've been in this year. Now, we all heard the stat the other night that they're the worst road team in extra innings over the last 5 years since 2020. They're the best home team, the best in baseball at home in the extra inning. But this year, they have been terrible, and they showed it last night with an inability to come through with the big hit. The inability to lay a bunt down. We can get into whether Jazz should have laid a bunt down earlier in the game. I have no problem not laying a bunt down in that situation. But clearly, You have to lay that bunt with DJ LeMahieu, and you have to tell him to bunt until there's two strikes. I thought Anthony Volpe had a terrible night, and I know everyone's hung up on the final pitch and Boone's response to it, the final at-bat of the game. And look, here's my take on it. I've been talking about it on Twitter. I have no problem with the theory of swinging at the first pitch in that situation. You bring in a new reliever, bases loaded, the last thing he wants to do is fall behind. I am zoning in on a pitch. If I get it, I am swinging. If Anthony Volpe swung at a fastball and put a good swing on it and hit a line drive at the third baseman or hit a 380-foot fly ball, I wouldn't be upset. What bothers me is that he swung at a slider and it looked like he was protecting. That's not the kind of swing you want there. And I know the manager said as much and people are all upset. I have no problem designating a pitch there to take a good swing at. Base is loaded, two outs, guys coming in. The last thing he wants to do is fall behind. What you cannot do is be out in front and look like you're protecting two strike swings with the first pitch of the game. Anthony Volpe also takes a terrible hack at a pitch that Dominguez has third base stolen on. They have made a bunch of mistakes, and they have been unable to capitalize in situations where it shouldn't be that hard to capitalize. And having said that, the Angels tried to bunt in the bottom of the 10th, and Nito popped it right up. It's a Major League Baseball issue. But we're not concerned with Major League Baseball. We're concerned with the New York Yankees. And in this game to me is even more frustrating than the other three. When you take into the account that the Red Sox vomited all over themselves after the three-game series by trading Devers, when you figure you're getting away from Fenway Park, back home against a lousy Angels team, I don't care how good the stuff is from the starting pitcher. He gave them plenty of pitches to hit. They had 18 runners in scoring position. Or at least 18 at-bats, rather, with runners in scoring position. They had multiple opportunities in this game to take the lead, to score a freaking run. It's the first time since August of 1990 that the Yankees have scored five runs in five games and have only had a 462 OPS. August of 1990. They are in the middle of a horrendous slump. Their captain and leader is in the middle of it. And they are just in one of these things where it is completely contagious, the idea of trying to do too much with runners on. And what bothers me the most is, and I know you don't want to hear this, the Yankees have answered a lot of the questions we have heard over the last few years. For the first 68 games, they have been far better at all of this. And once this slump comes, once they start playing poorly, once the offense goes cold, once they struggle in a high-profile series, once the pressure's on, once you feel the footsteps from the Tampa Bay Rays, out come the mistakes. And that's what's frustrating to me. And they have to get back to playing the brand of baseball they were playing a week ago. Because even in the Red Sox series that they lost 2 of 3, they just couldn't get an out. Like every reliever they brought in, every starting pitcher, like they just couldn't get an out. The Red Sox came in and pounded them, but they didn't make that many mistakes. They didn't play an uncrisp brand of baseball. The offense actually scored 6-7 runs a game, got 5 off Garrett Crochet. The offense was performing. Then they go and take two of the best starting pitchers, or at least ERA-wise, in Cameron and Bubich in Kansas City and pound them. And then the last game at Kansas City, they sit Judge, the offense goes nowhere, and then they can't get a hit in Boston, and now it's starting to feed on itself. And we know as Yankee fans, these stretches tend to last a while. Last year, they were incredible for the first 2 months, and then they had a long stretch, even with Juan Soto, a long stretch, 25 of 25, 500 for 50 games. That can't happen again. And whether you want to blame the manager, whether you want to blame the low IQ players, you want to blame the lineup around Aaron Judge, never mind the fact that they have nine other guys besides him with above average OPSs, whatever you want to blame, we can blame the manager, we can blame Cashman, we can blame the players, we can blame whomever. Somehow, this team has to do something different than what it did the last couple of years. They've got to find a way to put their foot in the ground and get back to their winning ways and not allow this to prolong. Because that is what's happened in prior years. And the difference to me is, even when they were winning, we saw the crap with Gleyber Torres. We saw the poor outfield in the defense with Juan Soto at times. We saw DJ LeMahieu be a complete zero at the bottom of the lineup. And although he was bad in this game, hasn't been the case. A lot of the answers that we were looking for were found in Bellinger, in Goldschmidt, in Grisham. They've taken the extra base better than any team in recent Yankee history. They've been thrown out on the bases less than any team in recent Yankee history. And they've been better with runners in scoring position than the Yankee teams of the last couple of seasons. And they've been deeper. And they've had more above average major league hitters in the lineup. They have answered a lot of the questions for the first 68 games. It wasn't just that they were winning. They were winning and playing much better at the small fringe things that we all complain about. They were doing it a lot better. And now for the last four games, it's all come to the forefront in damn near every one of them. This has got to be a blip on the radar instead of the beginning of a trend that we have seen the last couple of years with the New York Yankees. This is not the end of the season. This is not reason to panic. This doesn't prove that they're a lousy baseball team. It doesn't mean they suck. All the same crap. We know where this team is going. This team is going to the postseason. This team is going to be a playoff team. And it's how they perform when they get there. Bottom line. But they've got to show us, and they've got to show themselves, that when they get into these funks and they start playing poorly, they're able to come out of it. Because right now, even though it's against the Angels, because we've seen it be against, it doesn't matter how good the teams are, how bad the teams are, prove this team is different. Because it has been for the first 68 games of the year. They've got to find a way to nip this in the bud and get back to playing winning baseball. Because what we've seen the last couple days and what we saw last night, especially in the situational hitting department, is tough to take and impossible to watch. And there is no reason they couldn't scratch across a run to beat the Angels 1-0. And instead, a stupid little, ball off the end of the bat, gets down the line, beats them when they had multiple opportunities all game long to pull a ball to the second base hole and move a runner over, to bunt a runner over, to get one measly hit with runners in scoring position, and they fell flat on their face. And now it's been a 30-year stretch. Like, it has been 35 years since the Yankees have been this bad over a five-game stretch offensively. It needs to end tomorrow. 888-808-1019. We'll go through all the different situations. I know a lot of you are hung up on Volpe. We could talk about Volpe. We could talk about the end of the last at-bat of the game. We could talk about how they play the small ball. Should Jazz Chisholm have bunted earlier in the game? You know, there's a lot of different stuff going on in this game. To me, there's only one thing to blame the manager on, and I don't know why he took the bunt off of DJ LeMahieu after the first pitch of that at-bat. Other than that, the players got to perform better, plain and simple. We're so quick to blame the manager. With one hand, we'll tell you Brian Cashman never puts together a good enough team. And on the other hand, we'll tell you, well, Aaron Boone's an idiot. Someone's doing something good. And we're either blaming the players or we're blaming the manager. And I tend to blame the player when they don't know it's one strike instead of two. I tend to blame the player when he sees a runner have an excellent jump to steal third and still foul the ball off. I tend to blame the player when he can't get a bunt down. That's where I sit. The players need to execute better, plain and simple. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back with your phone calls. We'll get to the Mets as well as they start off a terrible weekend of their own. Start a very big series against the Atlanta Braves. out in Atlanta. You got David Peterson, who right now is kind of thrusted into the role of ace when you consider Clay Holmes and maybe, you know, feeling a little bit sore in the off days, and no Kodai Senga because of a hamstring injury. You're looking at David Peterson kind of being your ace, as he has turned himself into one of the best left-handed pitchers in the league. He goes on the mound tonight against the Atlanta Braves, looking to kick off a stretch of better baseball for them as they just got beat all three over the weekend against the Tampa Bay Rays. They've got a big stretch coming up, and the Yankees need to turn this crap around right now.